City parks are good for water runoff. Open green areas soak up rain and trees wick it down into the water table. So in a wet city like New Orleans, City Park is an important asset. WWNO's Tegan Winland sat down with CEO Bob Becker to learn about how water management was considered in the park's new golf course. The park is independent. It doesn't get money from the city. And Becker says they needed the $26 million course to cover a quarter of the park's budget.
The area used to be a golf course before Hurricane Katrina, and then it kind of became wild and overgrown. And people liked it that way. People protested plans to convert it back to a golf course. So how many trees did you end up actually cutting down with this project?
Well, we probably cut down 100 fairly significant cypress trees and elm trees and a variety of other trees. Some were diseased, some were in the process of dying because they were inundated by the hurricane, but were there some healthy trees in there as well. The vast majority of trees that were taken off the site were invasive trees that had populated the place after the hurricane.
How does this project square with the city's overall water management plans? I imagine that a perfectly groomed golf course is a lot less effective at wicking water away than a woods, let's say.
Well, the park's role in the overall water management plan of the city is to hold water and then release it slowly into the city's drainage system after the city's and the Sewage and Water Board have had a chance to drain other areas of the city, other neighborhoods. So our role is just to hold water. We do that in the lagoons. That's where we hold substantial amounts of water. And in the future, when funding permits, we will be able to expand the amount of water that we hold by dredging the lagoons deeper and widening them in many locations and fixing the water control structures.
But did cutting down trees and turning this overgrown space into a golf course affect in any way your ability to retain water? It seems like you'd be less effective.
No, not really. You have to look at the entire park and the tree planting in the entire park. The golf course is actually a small part of the park. Overall, we lost 2,000 trees in the hurricane. We've planted over 7,000 trees in the park, including trees on the golf course that we've planted. So that really doesn't have any impact. What matters most about holding water is the condition of the lagoons and the control structures that enable you to manage it. And those are the things that we are improving.
And you got money from the state, the Bayou District Foundation, and FEMA for this project. What were the terms of those grants?
The Bayou District Foundation put up $8.9 million. The state put up $9.9 million, and the park put up $7 million from our damage claims. So all of those together make up the funding for the whole course.
I guess I'm curious as to whether you were mandated to use that FEMA money to rebuild the golf course.
Well, all of FEMA's dollars are meant to be spent to repair and improve the things that were just damaged in the hurricane. If you choose to spend the dollars on something else other than that which was damaged, you generally take a 25% cut in the amount of money that you get. So generally speaking, most entities try to use the money to repair what was damaged as opposed to spending it on something else because you get 25% fewer dollars. So all of the dollars, damaged dollars that we got from the golf course has all been spent on the golf course.
So that was an incentive in some ways to go forward with rebuilding the golf course and not use the money for other purposes. Was that something you considered?
You know, we didn't really consider that very well. I mean, improvement of the golf course has been part of our plan since 2005. So we didn't, you know, actively think, oh, let's take this money and do something else with it. We wanted to reduce the number of golf courses in the park, but improve them to the point that they would produce equal operating revenue on a much smaller footprint. It took us a long time to get FEMA to give us what the damages that we felt actually occurred.
Thank you, Bob Becker, CEO of New Orleans City Park.
Happy to do it.